This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Spring training baseball yesterday, the Twins lost to Boston in Fort Myers, the final 5-3. The Twins will take on the Pirates in Grapefruit League play today. The Gopher baseball team lost at U.S. Bank Stadium last night to Kansas 8-7. The St. Thomas women's basketball team beat Kansas City last night in St. Paul 73-72. The Tommy Men will host North Dakota State tonight. Pro hoops tonight, the Wolves visit the L.A. Clippers at 9. The Wild are back on the ice tonight. They take on the league's best team in Colorado. Three gold medal winners, Quinn Hughes, Matt Boldy, and Brock Faber, will all be with the team. They're expected to play. Head coach John Hines was an assistant on the Olympic team. He says he had a ball watching the team compete.
The only thing that mattered to them was winning, and whether it was the role or the ice time or whatever needed to be done, whatever it took to win, they were willing to do that. And that was a real special part of it. And then obviously the gold medal game was highly competitive, kind of an emotional roller coaster, probably not only for us, but probably everybody watching the game. But it's just an unbelievable feeling when you put that amount of work into it in a high-stakes environment, in a high-stakes game, particularly at the Olympics. And, you know, when the goal goes in, it just feels so good, you know, when Jack scored and you finally won it. So it was really fun to be part of.
The puck will drop tonight at 8 Minnesota time. The Gopher men's hockey team has a rare Thursday night Big Ten game tonight. They skate at number 2 Michigan, facing off at 5:30. Vikings coach Kevin O'Connell's at the NFL scouting combine in Indianapolis this week. He says quarterback J.J. McCarthy is part of their plan for 2026.
His continued growth in our offense and in our schemes will be a natural thing. He's a really smart really smart player that I think he's going to be able to use a lot of that experience of those 10 games and the journey so far to get himself in position to have the best 2026 he can.
O'Connell does say they'll likely bring in a quarterback and create a competition this offseason. This is MNN Sports.